Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go.
Blog Talk Radio.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody. Lee Houston here. David Burton couldn't make it tonight. Boo. I know. I feel y'all. You know, it sucks. I feel you. Trust me. But in the meantime, you got your boy here to get you through tonight. I believe tonight is Wednesday. What's going on with AEW tonight? In just a little bit. If you want to get your voice heard, you want to call in, make your voice heard. We are open at 516-590-0355. I'm texting somebody right now. That's me. 1 second. 516-590. My dog putting his 2 cents in. 0355. You want to make your opinion heard? We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Also, you can catch us on demand anytime at blogtalkradio.com/wrestlingtracks. We're on anchor.fm/wrestlingtracks. On Audible, we're on Amazon Music in the podcast section. We're everywhere, by the grace of God, by the way. So you can check us out everywhere. Live on blogtalkradio.com when we post it, you know. When we post it, we're available live. We're also available on demand. Anchor.fm/wrestlingtracks. We'll move there next month or later on this month when our premium expires. We're available on Amazon Music, the podcast section, Audible, iTunes, Spotify, and much, 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 much more. Well, I'm going to take you back in the day. The reference I'm using is back in the day. Y'all know Cyndi Lauper. She wrote a little song, in 83, how girls want to have fun. Well, fortunately for these 10 gentlemen, I don't know how many people there are in the match, but fortunately for these gentlemen at Blood and Guts, AEW, it won't be fun at all. How you doing, Martell? What's up?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. I'm happy I had a chance to finally call in and be a part of the show some kind of way. I'm doing good.
Well, I was saying, like, Cyndi Lauper wrote a little song in 83 called Girls Just Want to Have Fun. But unfortunately for these gentlemen, won't be no fun at all. It's going to be all business at AEW Blood and Guts.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be some brutality going on tonight.
Check this out. We got Inner Circle tonight, too. But I saw my Blood and Guts on the 25th. Inner Circle, Chris Jericho, Jack Hager, Sammy Guevara, Santana, and Ortiz. I'm taking on the Pinnacle, MJF, Warlow, Sean Spears, Cash Wheeler. Used to be known as the, what you call it, WWE.
Oh, yeah. Revival.
Revival. Those folks over there. And Dax Hardwood. We'll compete in a blood and guts match, basically war games, two rings, one cage. You know how it is. Also, blood and guts, we got here Cody Rhodes. We'll take on QT Marshall in a good old fashioned singles match. Kenny Omega and MT Nakazawa. Take on Nia Jax. Sorry, Nia Jax. I'm sorry. I don't know where I got that from. John Moxley and Eddie Kingston. No relation to Kofi Kingston. Dr. Britt Baker will take on, I don't know. No, I'm looking forward to seeing that right there. And, of course, SoCal Uncensored, Chris Daniels, Frankie Kazarian. They're going to Jungle Express, Jungle Boy, and Luchasaurus. They'll take on the Varsity Blondes, Griff Garrison Jr., Brian Pillman Jr., and they'll take on the Acclaim, Anthony Bowens, and Matt Caster, a fatal four-way tag match to be the title shot of the AEW Tag Championships. All that's going down March 25th. I'm sorry, May 5th, today. My bad. May 5th, just a little bit, on AEW. Okay. I see why. It's posted on 25th. They're having it tonight. Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
So tonight at AEW in just a little bit, actually.
Yeah, man, this is a pay-per-view kind of style show tonight. This is a big, big show for AEW. And I don't know if you mentioned this earlier, but they had to put this show off because they wanted to do it last year, but because the pandemic was kicking off, they decided to put it on the shelf. Lee, let me tell you this. Lee, I'm a WWE homer, okay? And I don't really get too excited. Yeah, I don't get too excited about a lot of things with AEW, but I'm 100% excited about tonight. I've been impressed the last few weeks with some of the things they've been doing, but this Inner Circle versus the Pinnacle matchup inside the cage, this is what I'm here for. You know, this is one of those nights where we may see something that's legendary, that we may see something that we'll be talking about from years to come. You know, the spotlight is on AEW. The spotlight is on this match. And I really believe that these guys are going to deliver tonight. Don't know who's going to win. Don't know who need to win more or who need to lose. But I think it's going to be a sensational contest tonight.
Yes, sir. By the way, it's pay-per-view quality for free.
Yes. You can't beat that.
So, it's not like a pay-per-view. It's not. It's actually a special edition of AEW. You're getting it for free. Pay-per-view quality style. Restaurant quality. And, you know, that's like somebody paying for your steak or your steak dinner, man. Who's going to turn that down?
Right. In other words, they definitely trying to please their fans by giving us this pay-per-view style of event tonight for free. So kudos to TNT and AEW. So.
I gotta give a shout out to this young lady, my friend on Facebook, Deanna Peruzzo, the Impact Wrestling Women's Champion. Great athlete, wonderful champion. Not much of a singer. You know, she needs help a little bit. So I'll just go. Great champion, though.
Oh, yeah, Deanna is kicking butt. That's a good friend to have, man. She's kicking butt over there in Impact. She's 100% the face of their women's division. You know, that was a good move on her part to sign with Impact when she got released from WWE. And she's been keeping that top position on lock ever since. You know, she's now a two-time Impact Women's Champion. And I think she just challenged somebody else over in AAA. So she wants more gold. So let's see what happens for her in the near future.
It will be title for title. I'm a smart idea,
Yeah. Who knows, man? You know, I like those. Every now and then, I like those title for title matches. And sometimes I don't like them, but we'll see how that goes. Yeah.
Now, mind you, the winner of this match will not be undisputed. You just have two belts from two different companies.
That's a good point.
As a winner of this match, you will not be an undisputed champion. You just have two belts from two different companies. So it's all she casting all her chips, these young ladies, and the outcome is what it is. We'll find that out soon.
Definitely.
Oh, by the way, speaking of those being released from WWE, they're under a no compete clause for 90 days. No, 90 days? I think 90 days.
Yeah. Yep, 90
yeah.
days.
90 days compete clause. Now, I'll tell you something. I want to rewind the clock back to when Brock Lesnar was around, and I couldn't brag on Brock for 90 days. I didn't realize that when I agreed to that at the time. That was 3 doggone months. So I want to point out, if you do anything for 90 days, you're doing it for 3 months. That includes 90-day challenge, by the way. I ain't doing that. Because I can't get none for 90 days, 3 months of not getting none. Would you do that?
It's pretty tough, huh?
I'm going to get back to my point in a second. I want to ask you this right while I was on my mind. If your girl came to you, I won't say this is real. I won't do the 90-day challenge. Would you do it?
Oh, man. Whew.
Not getting none for 3 months, 90 days. You can't get none. You can't get hand service.
It depends. Dang. I would have to, you put me in a tough spot. Yeah, yes, I think I can do it. Will I like it? No, but I think I can do it. But it depends why she wants me to do it, though. Like, if it's something that, if she's sweetening the pot, hey, I'm going to give this to you. If she's trying to give me something that I really, really want, but she's telling me that I need to stay away from her sexually for 90 days, then I would definitely say yes, but it will be hard. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh.
We talk. I'm getting to my point, but I was bringing it up while I was on my mind. I'm getting to my point. But while I was on my mind, I'm going to say this. It would be very frustrating. 3 months, not getting none for 3 months. I can't get no hand service. I can't get nothing for 3 months straight.
Nothing.
Now, back to my point. The point is, all superstars released from WWE are in the 90-day no-compete clause. So for 3 months straight, you cannot wrestle for the next 3 months.
Ooh.
When you do the math on
it. Yeah, that's 90 days, yeah. 3 months, yeah. That has to be tough to not be allowed to wrestle. But Lee, I wonder why does WWE have those kind of stipulations in their contracts? You know, because eventually that person is going to be allowed to wrestle again. So why not just let them wrestle as soon as they get released? I never understood the 90-day rule.
I'm beginning this. I've been wanting to know that for years. Like they can make other appearances. They can make appearances all day long. You can make appearances. You can't get in the ring and wrestle for 3 months, 90 days.
Oh, yeah, because I was wondering about that because I noticed some of the people that was released already been on podcasts. They've already been doing autograph signings. See, I thought that was a whole thing. I thought it was you can't wrestle, you can't do autographs, you can't do meet and greets, you can't do interviews. Yeah, I didn't know. Wow. Man.
You show up, make appearances all day long. That's no problem. You can't get in the ring and wrestle for 90 days.
But hasn't there been, like, stipulations for other wrestlers where they can't talk for a certain amount of days? Or okay, I could be wrong. Yeah.
I'm going to look that up. It's interesting.
Because Because I thought it was a wrestler that got released. It might have been Selena. I don't know if it was Selena Vega, but it was a wrestler that got released last year. They had to wait so they can tell their side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Speaking of Selena, her and her husband Andrade. Not her husband. Her and her client Andrade are both gone from WWE.
Yeah, who would have thunk that, man? You know, those two are synonymous with each other, and who would have thought they wouldn't be in the World Wrestling Entertainment together? For different reasons. But it's sad, you know.
I guess like Andrade, he was released. He was like happy wife, happy life, and Selena Vega's reason. All because of Twitch, I guess, I don't know. But she has an OnlyFans page, and it's not what you think it is, by the way. I think you got the way. She has an OnlyFans page. It's not what you think it is, but it's pretty interesting. Check it out.
That's a big disappointment.
Yeah, because by the way, OnlyFans, the only reason it is what it is today, originally it was supposed to be a content provider page for people to podcast and stuff, videos and stuff, all that stuff. Then the daughter took it over, and now it is what it is today, just nasty.
Hey, repeat that. At least somebody was talking to me where I'm at. I apologize.
Like, the only reason OnlyFans has the reputation it has now is because a porn star took it over. It was supposed to be content providers, just regular blogging, video blogging, like TikTok, like stuff you see on TikTok. That's all it's supposed to be. And then porn stars took it over, and it has the reputation it has now.
Wow.
I didn't know that. I'm not complaining. I'm just, you know, if you want to know, that's how it is.
Yeah.
And every now and then, I'm going to keep it real with you. That's what we do in Wrestle Trash. We keep it real. Every once in a while, I will partake in an OnlyFans subscriptions once in a while. I'm going to keep it real with you. I ain't disappointed. I ain't complaining. But I'm just saying, that's what it is.
At least you being honest, you know.
Yeah.
It's some of these accounts that it's too good to pass up on. You just want to sign up just to see what all the fuss is about.
Right. Now, I got a question a while ago. Will WrestleTrax sign up for OnlyFans? Not in this life, but I will partake in subscriptions. You know. See what you got. And if you want to subscribe to OnlyFans, ladies and gentlemen, you can. You can make one. It doesn't have to be what has its reputation today. I'm just saying it's what it is now. It doesn't have to be like that. But, hey, go do you.
Right. Is the page on there?
I don't think so.
Okay.
The whole point is
got a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Never mind, I'm sorry.
No, you finish that train, man, right? No, finish that.
I was gonna say she got some footage of her own out there.
Yeah, she do.
Some with Xavier Woods.
And Brad Maddox. What the fuck? Y'all want to see all that. Anyway, hey, you can't wait to be on the internet, y'all. It's still here forever. But Andrade.
Hey, why did you invite me on? Hey, where's David? Where's David at, man?
You can't make it tonight.
Okay, you need somebody that's mature on this show. I'm not that mature.
Anyway, My point was, ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting there. My point was that they had left WWE because whatever reason, and I think it was Zelina Vega over Twitch, and Andrade, I don't know why he left, but he just asked for his release. So, those of you who were always, who were thinking, oh, they're boning behind the scenes, no. Andrade and Zelina, they were strictly manager-client, all business. You know what I'm saying? Martez, you still with me? You still with me? Ah, oh, I lost Martez, man. That's anyway, we're going to keep it moving. But that's what my opinion is on there. Martez has his opinion. And you have yours. If you want to make your opinion heard, we got about 39 minutes left. Call on in at 31. I'm sorry, that's his number. At 516. There you go. 5900355. I want to refresh this. Hope I get him back on 1 second here. He couldn't stay longer, but that's all right. So, in the wrestling world today, I appreciate wrestling for making us at least just a little bit. Martez, you're still there. At least just a little bit for getting our problems. Yep. Hey, where you been, man?
I'm sorry, man. That was I had an emergency. I had to take a call. I apologize.
But I appreciate wrestling nowadays, like, doing what they can, what they got, you know? Because it's not easy to do it.
You're talking about in regards to what?
Like, this whole pandemic from day one, this whole pandemic since day one.
Yep, you're right. And not too many people, because you know what, Lee? I'm getting frustrated. I'm getting so tired of people taking shots at WWE, at the Thunderdome. And there I go again. I find myself defending WWE. But like you said, these wrestlers, they've been doing the best they can, man, in spite of the situation. Even going back to the PC, when they was wrestling in the Performance Center, like, they really grinded. They really, in front of nobody, yep. I mean, I feel like that was like 10 years ago when they had to wrestle in an empty arena, you know, but it was just last year. But I got to give them a lot of respect for grinding out and doing that.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't like when people give them.
Speaking of defending WWE, sometimes it's easy to do, sometimes it's hard as hell. One particular time,
that's true.
From Backlash 2006.
Mm-hmm.
On 2006.
Uh-oh.
So this is hard as hell to defend. Okay, how are you going to explain this? How are you going to defend this? It's hard as hell. So, Vince McMahon's storyline, he's supposed to lose his mind in all these crazy matches. And what matches he made was him and Shane, Shawn Michaels, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, the almighty himself, God. Okay. All right, well, he's Catholic, if that helps. That makes it worse.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, he goes to a church. And that, I'm like, I'm sitting there watching this like, bruh. Trying to free yourself. He dips his hand in the holy water and, like, washes his hands in the holy water and everything. I don't remember everything that happened in the video. Then he says his little Vince's McMahon commandments and everything. I'm like, bruh. So my pastor at the time actually looks at me and calls me. And I'm like, he's Catholic. Did that help? That makes it worse. Sometimes it's really hard defending WWE.
It really is. You bring up an interesting point. You know, every time I hear about that, and it's ironically, whenever I come on this show, I feel like you bring that up. And I laugh every time because Vince McMahon is that crazy to create a storyline where it's him and Shane versus Sean and God. Like, what are you thinking? You know, I read that he was thinking about having a storyline with him and his daughter where they were supposed to be dating each other or something. But I think she backed out of it. You know?
Yeah.
Even the whole Owen Hart, like when he died, and they kept going on with the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was very questionable. That was very questionable, and that was hard. It's still hard to defend that. I'm not going to defend that. So, yeah, I agree, man. It's just some things is just hard to defend with these guys.
Now, speaking of backlash, let me run this right quick. This is like, I refuse to call it WrestleMania backlash. Not on this show, not happening. I refuse to call it this backlash. Deal with it. I refuse to call WrestleMania backlash. That's stupid. Anyway, at backlash,
it
is going to happen here. We got Bobby Lashley defending the championship. Not one, but two. Braun Strowman and Drew McIntyre. Bianca Belair and Bayley. Bayley couldn't get no love at WrestleMania. She didn't get no airtime. She didn't get no love. So she did the
no love.
Rhea Ripley versus Asuka versus Charlotte at a Backlash Women's Championship. So far, that's the card for Backlash. I refuse to call WrestleMania Backlash.
Yeah, man, Lee, it wasn't even, I feel you, because it's not necessary to call it WrestleMania Backlash.
Uh-huh.
You know, are you trying to gain more viewers, gain more fans by calling it WrestleMania Backlash? It really, calling it WrestleMania Backlash hasn't elevated the pay-per-view one bit.
In my opinion,
they didn't have to call it Backlash. I mean, they didn't have to call it WrestleMania Backlash, and I'm still scratching my head on why they're doing that. Really,
I love Backlash because it's like it's basically like the follow up to WrestleMania. I love that pay per view.
Yeah,
it's the follow up to WrestleMania. But that whole whoever's in charge of any name, you need to be thinking your job opportunities.
Yeah.
I mean, no doggone sense.
It's almost like it's lazy. It's lazy creative.
And all of these, of course, WWE Backlash is available on Peacock. And I found something here. If you have Fire TV like I do, you can use you can call the APK. APK is like the same Android version of the app. You can APK download on your Fire TV. Fire TV does not have Peacock TV, and you're good to go. Let's see what we got here. After Backlash, Money in the Bank 2021,
after
going to be from the Thunderdome, of course.
Yes, sir.
After that, we got Extreme. This is my wrestling forecast, as I like to call this segment. We got Extreme Rules. And that's all I got for now. But I would say this: Money in the Bank technically owes it to the president. As long as you have possession of the briefcase, you win the match. Otis, it fell in his hands literally, and therefore he was missing Money in the Bank. And he said the president for that. Normally, you got Tom Ryder as a briefcase.
Yeah.
I think Otis said the president to have in your possession, you win the match.
Yep. It seems like it's so forgotten that Otis won a Money in the Bank contract.
That was last year, in fact.
Yeah.
Man, I believe.
Hey, Lee, I'm going to have to sign off in a minute, okay?
All right, we're almost done anyway. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you too, man, and thanks for letting me come on and rap with you.
Yeah, I'll be on his show in June sometime, Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. on Russ Talk in the D.
It's gonna be a good one.
By the way, check out Marquez L's at Tag Team Relief. They help people with jobs. They help people who have problems. They help people with criminal records if you need a job. Check them out, tagteamrelief.com. I believe. I can't remember. I think you have a website. If you do,
yep.
Check out Tag Team Relief. What's the website?
Tagteamrelief.com.
Yeah,
and you can check us out on Facebook. We
use
Facebook more than the website. check us out on that.
You're in Detroit. You got problems. You need a job. You got a criminal record. And you still, it's hard. Let me tell you something. It's hard getting a job from the record, let alone the team record. It's hard. You need help.
Absolutely.
It'll help you out, man. Just be honest about the situation. It'll help you out.
Yep. Even if you're out of state and you need some help, we can still figure out a way to help you out that way. So it's just not for the residents of Detroit. Like, anybody can use us. So check us out, Facebook or the website.
Yes, sir. And get some help and enjoy that payday coming in with some hard, decent work.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy.
Yes, sir.
That's going to do it for this evening. We'll see you guys next time on Wrestling Tracks on Wrestling Talking the D. Lee Houston, Martez out here. See you, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Good night.